Any examples used are for illustrative purposes only and do not take into account your particular investment objectives, financial situation, or needs, and may not be suitable for all investors. It is not intended to predict the performance of any specific investment and is not a solicitation or recommendation of any investment strategy.
Welcome to Reyna Retirement. Reyna Reyes has dedicated her career to helping people make smarter financial decisions. Reyna Retirement is all about breaking down complex financial concepts into language you can actually understand. Now, here's the co-founder of American Federal Benefits Consultants, Reyna Reyes.
If anyone likes the Beatles, I do too. I have had the song Ticket to Ride stuck in my head for like a month now. And it's kind of appropriate because you sort of pay the ticket, pay the toll, pay the fare to ride the wave of a qualified plan. If you have TSB, you've been putting money in all this time, getting a match, but you haven't paid the toll yet. You haven't paid taxes yet, have you? You haven't ended up. And maybe you've been contributing into the Roth TSB and you went ahead and paid the tax right off the bat so the money can build and not have taxes later down the road. Either way, Uncle Sam is going to get his, right? So what I want you to kind of understand today, the goal of my sharing things with you today, is that there's ways to plan, which you've heard this a zillion times from a zillion different planners. But the point is, many people say, start with the end in mind. And when we do our planning at retirement, we want to make sure income is good. We want to make sure you still have a bucket of money. Down, that way down the road, if you need to grab cash for the ifs of life, you're able to also do that while having your monthly bills handled. Now, one day down the road, Uncle Sam's going to call it in and he's going to say, okay, well, I've been very benevolent and nice and I've let you put all this money into the bucket without having taxed you yet. But what if you live a long time? And you wake up one day, and now it's time for RMDs. What does that stand for? Required minimum distributions. And let's break it down. The R, it's required, meaning you gotta do it. M is minimum. There's a minimum amount. You don't have to empty out your bucket. He just says you've gotta take some money out. You don't have to go home, but you can't stay here. You gotta take some out and just put it in your bank. So there's a minimum amount. Right now, if you turn 73 today, you'd have to take out around 4-ish% of the money that's never been taxed. That is all buckets, all of them. Add it up, 4%-ish of that. Now, the D is a distribution, meaning it goes through the tax portal. It goes to your bank or to your purse or to your spouse's purse, somebody's purse. Somebody's going to spend this money. And it may be you, it may not be you, but it doesn't have to get spent, but it does have to be taxed. So remember, in our beautiful little pictures that I've made for you, remember Randy drinks a lot of coffee. So on the left, you have the traditional version of what you've been contributing into. That is, you are the coffee, correct? And the match or the interest that you earn is the creamer. And I don't put sugar in my coffee. So all I'm just a coffee and creamer kind of girl. So that's all I have the illustration for you, which is government match and the interest plus your money that you started with all together make up what your bucket is, which is the coffee cup. But you haven't taken a drink yet because you haven't paid tax. So one day down the road, Uncle Sam says you have to start taking money out. So you've got to take a sip of coffee, but he gets a sip first, right? It's very good image of the big bad wolf right outside the little pig's door saying, little pig, well, I guess it would not be the wolf's voice. It would be much lower, probably. Little pig, let me in. And the pig said, not by the hair of my chinny chin chin. And you're saying, I don't want to pay you. I don't want to do it. Or, I mean, either way, though, it's going to have to get paid because look at the Roth on the right-hand side. You already paid the piper. You've already you've already handled it. You've already handled it. So pretend you're 72 and you got RMDs starting next year and you call me, Reyna, I got to start taking money out. How do we do this? Well, we make the plan because if you don't, what if you don't pay it? Well, there's a penalty, right? There used to be a penalty of 50%. So they say it's mandatory, required minimum distributions, required, you have to. used to be a big old honker 50% penalty. I think it's reduced. Don't quote me. I want to say it's 25% now, not 50, but there is still a penalty to do so. So it's kind of interesting. You have to sort of cross over, right? What was the name of the ferryman that carried you across to Hades? Apparently it's pronounced Karen. Looks like Sharon, but it's pronounced Karen. And to get over to the other side, you had to pay the toll to ride the ferry over to the afterlife. You'll remember some of this, Hercules and all the different movies that we've seen. But what happens if you don't have a toll? Story says you have to wait on the other side of the river, hanging out for 100 years. 100 years if you don't. So if you don't have the money, or if you don't take out your RMDs, you have to pay the extra penalty to the powers that be. So how can you plan for this? If you come to me and you're in your late 50s, early 60s, and we're planning for your TSP, there are ways we can guarantee lifetime income, not using TSP. TSP's lifetime income is a little bit prohibitive and limiting. And also TSP has some inheritance issues that we want to avoid. But what if you say, hey, Raina, I want to peel off a portion per my advice, which is usually pretty good. I want to peel off a portion of my TSP balance to then take a lifetime income from your IRA, knowing that as long as there's money in the balance, my family will get the difference if I die. But one day when I'm, say, 80, 90 years old, there's not going to be a balance in there. Maybe as early as 70, depends on when I turn it on. So follow this. If I had my $1 million over here staying in TSP, pretend, and I am still, and I'm getting though, say I'm getting $30,000 a year from my lifetime income plan that Raina set me up with. I'm using these numbers because maybe that's your number. I don't know. If I'm 73, I got to take 4% out of my million. Well, what's 4% of a million? 40 grand. But remember, Raina set me up with a lifetime income. So I'm getting 30 grand a year already. That counts. So I get my 30 grand a year. They're going to make me take 40. I already got 30. So how much do I have to take for my million? Not 40, 10. I only have to take $10,000 because I'm already getting 30 forever anyway. What does this do? This preserves my bucket of money for me while I'm living. It allows that bucket of money to still earn some type of interest rate. So I don't have as much opportunity cost as I would have had Uncle Sam been raking me over the coals and taking my distributions or forcing my distributions. What does it also do? What if I die? Then my family has a bigger balance as an inheritance because I had longer time to build it and a higher balance to build it before I passed away because Uncle Sam couldn't ruin it for me because Raina set me up 20 years ago. So they say start with the end in mind. Plan for things like this. If you haven't had a meeting with me or my team, I would say now's the time. If you're too young to retire, I'll be meeting with you once every year and a half or 2 years before you retire. If you're ready to go and you're within a year, we'll probably have a couple of meetings before you retire because sometimes planning for TSP itself takes 2 or 3 meetings to plan for something like this. Not because it's so complex, but because sometimes it's your first time hearing it. And if I say, hey, we're going to meet a couple of times, you're like, thank God. Because there's no way to plan for your whole retirement in 1 hour meeting with anyone. There is no specialist that's that good. I'd like to think of myself as being that good, but it's not even about us. My goal, if you're going to do anything that's going to last a lifetime, wouldn't you rather plan it a couple of times? Think Apollo 13. How many times did they go to the moon versus a simulator? They were 110 times in the simulator, one time to the moon. Sometimes they didn't even make it, right? But what's the saying? If you shoot for the moon and even if you miss, you'll still be among the stars. But the point is we want to simulate your retirement. We want to simulate how is it going to look? How are these numbers going to be? I got to talk to you every year for the rest of your life. Don't you think I want you to make the right choice? I would much rather meet with you 3 or 4 times before cutting the cord. Measure twice, cut once. Because then every year after that, we're talking, hey, do we need to move some of this stuff? Do we want to, maybe you stay aggressive for a longer time period and then you want to secure some of your funds in a more safe type of program like I would help you with. Or you say, hey, listen, Raina, I want that lifetime income. Let's get it set up. And then down the road, you say, listen, my kids made me mad. I'm not trying to leave squat. Let's put the rest of it in an income plan. I'm only halfway kidding. I've had that phone call. I've had it. So the point remains that you've got money that's never been taxed. Someone is watching it. Uncle Sam is keeping his finger to the pulse of your money because he thinks it's his. Well, he knows a portion of it is his. But the point, but the thing is, you want to remember that it doesn't have to be so much of a portion if we plan it correctly. Now, remember, it's inevitable. You've been receiving 30 grand a year for all this time, but it also helped to offset your bills because you're going to pay tax on pension. You're paying tax on Social Security up until age 65, and then you get a tax break from the big, beautiful bill, but that's a 3-year time period from what it's currently looking at, from what I'm looking at. But again, isn't it better to plan and know that you've got a scenario in place that can help you while you're living, but also be a legacy plan for generational wealth? Reach out, get scheduled with us. Let's make a plan. That way we can simulate it a couple of times before you shoot for the moon. We'll talk to you soon. Look forward to meeting with you and making a plan.
Thanks for listening to Reyna Retirement. With a strong commitment to ethical standards, Reyna works hard to find the right solution for each individual or family who reaches out for advice. To contact Reyna directly, call 850-450-6500. That's 850-450-6500. Or to reach the team at American Federal Benefits Consultants, call 1-800-872-8857. That's 1-800-872-8857. You can also go online to AmericanFederal.org. Not affiliated with the United States government. Opinions expressed are subject to change without notice. These opinions are not intended as investment advice, nor do they predict future performance of any product. All information provided is believed to be from reliable sources. However, we make no representation or warranty as to the accuracy of any statement. The information is intended to be educational in nature and does not provide a guarantee or specific result. All copyrights and trademarks are the property of their respective owners. American Federal Benefits Consultants is an independent organization, not a government agency or affiliated with the federal government or any state government. The terms CSRS, FERS, FEGLI, and FEHB are all registered trademarks of the U.S. Office of Personnel Management. American Federal Benefits Consultants, agents, consultants, or any independent contractors do not provide tax, legal, or investment advice and do not engage in the solicitation or sale of securities. Consult with your tax advisor or attorney regarding specific situations.